CKLW. All hits, all the time. 30 minutes, sometimes more, congratulating another Top 10 album winner. She's Diane Caraga of Windsor. Your chance to rip off one of the Motor City's bestsellers can happen at any moment with Supermax at 1207.
July 22nd, CKLW presents Sunday, July 22nd, CKLW presents T-Rex, 8 p.m., Cobo Arena. Tickets are $5.50 and $6.50, available at Cobo or by mail order. Three Dog Night and T-Rex, presented by The Big A. CKLW.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good. It's groovy.
Ain't so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, Jam! Yeah. You're getting down. Look at him! Ah.
We're gonna have a funk good time. We're gonna have a funk good time.
Let's take him up, Fred.
Of a show is brought to you by Harry's Clothing. Now, how many times have you asked who dresses big athletes? Bet they have to have their clothes tailor-made. Not so. Many have found Harry's Clothing, fashion apparel for big and tall men. Harry's Clothing, now in Detroit on Southfield at 10 Mile Road, have been outfitting the extra big, extra tall man at Harry's King Size in Toledo for 25 years. Now they're in Detroit as well as operating Harry's King Size stores in Cleveland's Southgate Shopping Center, in the Lane Avenue Shopping Center in Columbus, and across from Cincinnati's Northgate Mall. You'll enjoy shopping at Harry's Clothing. Spacious surroundings with everything designed to accommodate the big and tall man. plenty of free parking in front and back. And at Harry's Clothing, your Master Charge, Bank AmeriCards, and Shopper's Charge are always welcome. Open Monday, Thursday, and Friday evenings until 9.
Motor City weather, mostly cloudy tonight. Going to be a chance of brief showers. Low 57, partly sunny tomorrow. High 75, Cleveland 64, Toledo 58. And in the Motor City, it's currently 61.
CKLW.
Open in Windsor Town 258-6666 in Detroit 298-8822. Time to get down, y'all.
Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more. Get down, get down, get down. You're a bad dog, baby, but I still want you around. You give me the creeps when you jump on your feet. So get down, get down, get down. Keep your hands to yourself. I'm strictly out of bounds. Once upon a time, I drank a little wine. Was as happy as could be. Happy as could be. Now I'm just like a cat on a haunted roof. Baby, what do you think you're doing to me? Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more. So get down. You're a bad dog, baby.
was as happy as could be, happy as could be. Now I'm just like a cat on a hot tin roof. Baby, what do you think you're doing to me? Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more. So get down, get down, get down. You're a bad dog, baby, but I still want you around, around.
Sullivan and Supermax Mark and Time at 12:18.
It's a matter of life. It's a matter of death. It's 007.
My name's Bob. James Bob.
It's live and let die. United Artists rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Now showing at the Algiers, Bel Air, Blue Sky, Ford, Wyoming, Fort George, and Troy drive-ins. Also, at select theaters, check newspaper movie directory for showtimes.
BKLW.
The Big A. First again with a great album giveaway. And a winner every 30 minutes. Yes! Sometimes more. Your chance to rip us off can happen at any moment.
Devil with a bad heart. Yeah. Devil with a bad heart. Devil with a bad heart. Devil with a bad heart. Speed, speed, five, five, four, four, four. Looking mighty nasty.
close to. It's 1222 at Supermax.
Hey, you guys that stand out in a crowd, if you're taller or broader than Mr. Average, now you have a place to call your own. Harry's Clothing on Southfield at 10 Mile has fashion apparel for big and tall men that is out of sight. Yeah, the prices are down to earth for the latest in sportswear, suits, and accessories for guys up to 7'1". Even stout men can find a wide selection of everything in fashionable summer weight clothes. Harry's Clothing is loaded with great-looking swimwear, smart sport shirts from Don Loper and others, Jamar and Hagger Slacks, just to name a few of the famous brands. Sizes range from 40 to 56 for the extra tall, 44 to 74 for the extra big. Shoes and boots to size 16 double E widths. Yes, it's all at Harry's Clothing right on Southfield and 10 Mile. And what a store to shop in. Handsome, spacious interior with extra wide aisles and dressing rooms to make shopping more comfortable for big and tall men. Expert tailoring and experienced sales personnel to assure the hard-to-fit man of looking just right. Harry's Clothing also in Toledo, Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati.
CKLW.
Baby, I'm amazed. my friends. I've got a song that ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. We'll go round in circles. We'll fly high like a bird up in the sky. We'll go round in circles. We'll fly high like a bird up in the sky. Story ain't got no morals. The bad guy win every once in a while. I've got a story, ain't got no morals. If the bad guy win every once in a while. When it go round in circles. When it fly high like a bird up in the sky. When it go round in circles. Fly high like a bird up in the sky. I'm gonna dance, ain't got no steps, no. I'm gonna let the music move me around. I'm gonna dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. When I go around in circles. Fly high like a bird up in the sky. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky?
Selling album, and I'll give a copy of Fresh by Sly to caller 4258-6666 or 298-8822.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
Thank you. the moon if it were mine to give.
Oh,
I'd give the stars and the sun before I live.
Oh,
to thrill you every night, I'd give you diamond sight. Don't be safe, I will excite. Make you dream of me at night.
Oh,
every 30 minutes, sometimes more, congratulating another top 10 album winner, Ken Hamilton of Garden City. Your chance to rip off one of the Motor City's bestsellers can happen at any moment with Supermax at 1235.
Extra tall, extra stout men in Detroit now have a store to call their own. It's Harry's Clothing, the fashion apparel store for big and tall men on Southfield Road at the corner of 10 Mile. Here we can shop in the elegant surroundings without that cramped, closed-in feelings. Extra wide aisles, extra large dressing rooms, a space to move around in. Harry's Clothing offers complete selections in 78 different sizes. Famous brand names including Petrocelli, Eagle, Michael Stern and Palm Beach Suits, Jaymar and Hagger Slacks, Windbreaker McGregor and Zero King Outerwear, Enro, Eagle, Manhattan and Don Loper Shirts, plus Johnston and Murphy, Bostonian and Nunn Bush Shoes, to mention just a few of the famous names you'll find at Harry's Clothing. There's a wide display of handsome accessories from extra long ties to jewelry to pajamas, robes and everything in between. Service includes well-trained salesmen and expert experienced tailoring. Harry's Clothing is not affiliated with any other store in Detroit, but operates Harry's King Size in Toledo, Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati.
CKLW.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, poking on the number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fella with green teeth. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick, and I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick. So I just reached out and kicked old green teeth right in the knee. Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
It's 1240. This is Mark Daly, CKLW 2020 News. Gas getting shouldn't be a problem this weekend, but AAA Road Watcher Tom Friel tells us things are getting slim, looking at the most recent survey of gas stations.
Michigan's major brand gasoline stations limiting hours of operation because of fuel shortages have increased from 25 to 45% in the past week. However, motorists are still able to buy all the fuel needed. A statewide Auto Club fuel gauge survey of 150 major brand stations shows 67 cutting hours of operation.
And even with the holiday coming up, things are looking pretty fair.
The survey also shows that 40% of the state stations will close Wednesday, July the 4th. However, almost half of these did not operate holidays prior to the gasoline shortage.
Canadian authorities are taking things in stride on their side. Energy Minister Donald MacDonald says a policy will be formed in Ottawa as soon as possible, based on the two-volume studies released this week. The man named by President Nixon to keep a close eye on the energy pipeline says he doesn't believe accusations that the major oil companies are making up the shortage as a means to get more green for gas. Colorado Governor James Love telling Congress.
The problem has been that domestic demand for energy has been rising at a rate that exceeds our new discoveries, our secondary and tertiary and so on in the petroleum field, as far as domestic supplies are concerned. And the gap has been widening at the cost, of course, increased imports with all the security and financial impact that can have. It is a real problem, not a problem that has been simply put together by some plot.
Nixon making a formal plea to Congress to get working on the energy problem so that a policy can be drawn up also. He is calling on a research plan to be in operation by 1975 at a tax cost of $10 million. Another U.S. shortage is hitting Canada square in the teeth. The U.S. is holding on exports of oil seeds, and Trade Minister Alistair Gillespie reacts by doing the same with Canada's livestock feed.
I'd like to emphasize strictly contingency. We would expect it to be a temporary measure in the same way that we expected the United States measures to be temporary.
You say in your statement in the House that you would expect the Americans to issue export licenses for traditional customers like Canada next week. Do you have any basis to believe this, and what would happen if they don't?
Well, there's been a great deal of consultation between our government and officials and American government and their officials over the last 24, 36 hours or more. And there will be, as you can understand, a great deal more this weekend.
Inkster police, joined by state, federal, and county lawmen, busted the Inkster drug market wide open before the sun was up. Under Sheriff Lauren Pittman tells us it was a widespread operation netting 31 heroin and cocaine pushers.
Hard to know. Our investigating agencies tell us that it's throughout the Elk County area. We continue our investigation, hoping that we can turn up other areas where the supply goes to.
And Prosecutor William Cahalan adds this assessment.
The most major narcotics arrests in the history of Inkster. This, in effect, will place under arrest almost 100% of all of the narcotics dealers in the city of Inkster.
14 of the big crowd are getting fingered with dope-related counts. The others were just hanging around. Common Councilman Tommy Wiersbicki is hanging up his lawmaking books at the city-county building. The councilman says he will miss the job.
Well, frankly, I'm going to miss my job on the council because I've enjoyed it. It's been a real challenging job. But I'm kind of returning back to the profession that I'm in. I'm an accountant by profession. I spent all my life in accounting, and this is much more closely related to accounting than the council's job.
Wiersbicki adds he isn't getting many more dollars, just something he feels better doing. Traffic Court Judge Lauren Silverman is shaking a stern finger at lead-footed Detroit drivers. In fact, the Black Robe is laying out some stiff rules for speeders during the off-school months.
In the past, most of these youngsters were struck down near their own homes on residential streets between the hours of 3 and 7 p.m. Many of the drivers involved were speeding.
Silverman says that should fix some speeding wagons.
The major purpose of this court is to correct a dangerous and deadly driving habit. It is hoped that this policy will deter the would-be residential speeder and thus prevent the habit from developing. But for those who are caught and found guilty, this court believes a mandatory court appearance and corrective sentence will discourage them from repeating their mistakes.
Three lawyers looking into Watergate since the June 72 break-in popped up are on the breadlines. The attorneys leaving their probing posts after a meeting with top investigator Archibald Cox yesterday. One of the departing lawyers, Earl Silbert, explains what has happened.
We just concluded that considering the circumstances of Professor Cox's appointment and confirmation by the Senate as an independent prosecutor, someone to be brought in outside from the government to conduct this investigation, that as we should no longer continue in the case, because we had been, we were part of the government, we were part of the initial investigation.
John Dean wound up his testimony before the Senate committee investigating Watergate, leaving lawmakers with a closing statement asking for a quick treatment of the White House black eye. The hearings are recessed now until July 10th. The mini-war between Congress and the White House is over, with both sides waving a white flag. Capitol Hill lawmakers trying to cut Cambodian bombing have been tacking cut the bombing amendments on anything going to the White House. But finally, President Nixon is reacting with a compromise to stop Cambo blasting August 15.
If there were to be any future military action in Southeast Asia, it is my judgment as a senator that the president would have to make a specific request which would require approval of a majority of both houses of Congress. Therefore, I would assume that this action ends on August 15th. Our participation in the hostilities in Southeast Asia, and as you know, I announced some time ago that I could only support that policy through tomorrow, midnight, June 30th.
Pennsylvania Senator Hugh Scott says most of the majority trying to stop the B-52 action is happy with the plan and will probably stop trying to outfox Nixon. That pair of Canadian peace watchers is safe after a lone jungle adventure.
The Minister for External Affairs, Mitchell Sharp, says the two Canadian officers reported missing earlier now are perfectly safe. The minister told the Commons that arrangements now are being made for the return to base of Captain Fletcher Thompson of Ottawa and Captain Ian Patton of Toronto. Mr. Sharp told the Commons the two officers were engaged in what he termed useful activity when they were reported missing. Reports from Saigon say the two Canadian officers ran into a Viet Cong roadblock about 35 miles from the South Vietnamese capital.
Canada's peacekeepers are leaving shortly from Vietnam. Denmark is supposed to take their place, but so far they are still sitting by. No formal announcement when they will be going into the rice paddy area. CKLW News Time, 12:47. In sports, Earl Williams highlighted a four-homer barrage with his first two on the road this season. Doyle Alexander scattered five hits, and the Baltimore Orioles ran over Detroit 9-2. The loss snapped a four-game winning streak by the Tigers. Boog Powell hit his fourth home run of the season to highlight a three-run first, and Al Bumbrey hit his fourth with a man on in the fourth. Williams opened the fourth inning with his ninth home run of the season and added his tenth after Boog Powell walked with two out and Tommy Davis singled. Williams' first eight home runs had all come in Baltimore. Alexander raised his record to 6-4, and the first run he gave up was unearned in the second. Brooks Robinson bobbled Al Kaline's ground ball and then threw it away. A double error permitted Kaline to reach third. He scored on a force out by Aurelio Rodriguez after Dick McAuliffe had walked, and Rodriguez singled home the second Detroit run later in the ninth inning. In other games, the Yanks yanked the Tribe 7-2. Texas bruised the Royals 3-0. Milwaukee and Boston were soaked out. In the senior circuit, the Pirates commanded the Expos 4-0. Chicago bounced off New York 4-3. Cincinnati buried the Padres 4-0. Los Angeles wrecked Atlanta 12-9. San Francisco embarrassed Houston 14-3. And St. Louis ran down the Phillies 2-1. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
Smart, sharp clothes may be a problem if you're extra tall, extra broad, but not anymore. Harry's Clothing, the new fashion apparel store for the extra big, extra tall man, is now open on Southfield at 10 Mile Road in Detroit. Here you'll find the latest in double knits, plaids, colorful dress, and sport shirts, wide cuff pants, all in a selection of sizes that never ends. No more grab dull spilled clothes because you can't find your size. Harry's Clothing has it all and more. Sharp clothes tailored to you young guys. Wild pants for sport or dress and everything to go with them. That's Harry's Clothing, fashion apparel for big and tall men right here in Detroit on Southfield at the corner of 10 Mile. Harry's also operates the Harry's King-Size stores in Toledo, Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. Open Monday, Thursday, and Friday evenings for your convenience.
It's hilarious and bizarre what the butler saw. Why don't you see it at Essex Hall Theater in Windsor? For reservations, dial 253-4565. Motor City weather, cloudy this morning with a brief shower possible, low 57. Clear and mild through this afternoon, high 75. The current temperature, 62 degrees. Sarnia, 65. Cleveland, 60. Toledo, 56. This is Mark Daly, CKLW 2020 News. Now, more hit music with Supermax.
Last night, I had a crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good. Wouldn't be real. She must be a magic genie. But she disappeared around the corner. All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door. There was a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was freaky. Kaboom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Kick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Kick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Kick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom, boom. I found the bottom part behind the second door, which took me to Africa, I presume. This really far-out cat was screaming half crazy. Ball, 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 the long bam, boom. I said, hey man, cut that jack and tell me where the chick went. But it looked at me as pleased as could be and said these words, but I wonder what he meant. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
Oh, don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Oh, yeah, don't you love it?
Don't you just love it now? I opened the third door and there she was. And she whispered so sexy and low. Phew! I tried to do the same and impress her with my style. But why did I never know? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it?
Danny Dewdrop with Supermax and the Carpenters are next.
CKLW. When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every woe still shines.
1256, and this is Supermax atop the Motor City Rock with Neil Diamond. Hello, Shiloh, the Metropolitan.
Child with dreams, dream every dream on your own. When children play, you stay.
time. Or 298-8822.
Person that you really are now. You got to get in space. how could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I get out of pocket for fun.
Congratulating another top 10 album winner, Ken Lockwood of Farmington. Your chance to rip off one of the Motor City's bestsellers can happen at any moment. It's 106 with Supermax.
Three. Dog. Night. Three. Dog. Night and T-Rex. Sunday, July 22nd at Cobo. Tickets $5.50 and $6.50 at Cobo or by mail. All seats reserved. Three, Dog Night and T-Rex in concert. Presented by The Big Ace.
BKLW.